This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
He made a big accusation. No, not accusation.
Acquisition.
Nice. There you go.
Big difference.
Big difference. That would
Except
be.
It helps with words sometimes.
And I know there's a big difference, and I caught myself.
You did.
Just didn't come out quite right there. Yes.
You made a big accusation. I thought he was going to target us.
he's calling us out. No, he didn't. He got this from Spearfish, South Dakota. We all know that TGI Fridays had a financial collapse. And so TGI Fridays are not, they don't really exist anymore.
Collapse?
Yeah, it's not as well. So he got an original one, everything from the inside of it from Spearfish, South Dakota, and he set it up in the lobby. So today, TGI Fridays, because it's Friday, thank God it's Friday.
What a great idea.
You get to come in, and it's just like you're at TGI Fridays.
You're kidding me.
He's brought in some original waiters, wait staff will come in. They have back in the drive-thru, that's where they set the kitchen up. It's a simpler menu. It's not the complete menu. It's a simpler menu. But you can come in and it's exactly set up. It's an entire TGI Fridays in the Creighton Bank today.
Now, hopefully they make their burgers better.
They're going to make it exactly like their...
Then it tastes like they mopped over.
Anyway,
that's a great idea.
Brought it down on the semi. Everything down. Tables, everything set up.
And who's going to handle the waiter and waitress stuff?
We brought in people from Spearfish that used to work there. You had to come down just for the day.
Oh, might be aged.
Yeah, might be aging gracefully. Imagine all of a sudden, where are you guys going? Oh, I guess we're going to Creighton, Nebraska. Someone bought all the stuff from the TGI Fridays.
Crazy banker.
Crazy banker.
He made some accusations and acquisitions.
He did both.
They call him Shin Daddy.
They call him Shin Daddy. I guess we're working for him for a day.
We'll go back to South Dakota tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back to South Dakota.
We'll see you this weekend.
He's setting up a TGI Fridays. That's amazing. So does he have the red sign?
The red sign. Yes.
God. So there's got to be some like blue and white stripes and stuff. Because wasn't that what that was?
There's a lot of red, wasn't there?
Mostly red.
Mostly red. I can still see the TGI Friday sign. They'll have it up outside when you come in there.
Wow. I mean, you could probably just get a shake and leave.
You can get a malt shake.
Yeah. Go back to work.
Instead of having to sit there.
It's fun to sit there. If you're all of a sudden in Crofton, Jake, and you drive over, you want to spend some time.
I'm going to TGI
Friday.
Let's just
do some banking.
There's banking still going on.
Yeah. I'm going to Creighton. Why? Why not?
They made accusations about me.
God, should be a fun day.
That's a great idea.
A delightful day.
All joking aside, it's Friday.
TGI.
Yeah.
Friday.
Shindy's got some nice restaurant
Shin
there.
Daddy. They call him Shin Daddy.
He's got booths set up.
There's booths set up. There's six booths.
He's going to spend all weekend tearing down.
It'll be a long time, but he wants to do it for the people.
Yep. Good idea.
Well, should be a fun day at Midwest Bank in Creighton. Thank you, Shin Daddy, for bringing back TGI Fridays. Very, very kind man. Very, very thoughtful. 464-5685, call or text. As always, we do have some audio to play from yesterday. Sip, you were at the post-practice session with Dana Holgorsen, Dakiel Shorts, and several players yesterday. You mentioned this earlier, but we'll play. This is Dana Holgorsen was commenting on the running back depth. You want that at all or not?
Yes, okay. that was probably actually the best sound.
Okay, Dana Holgorsen right now on running back depth for Nebraska.
Yeah, we've had this discussion in this room a bunch, and I know that's on everybody's mind with just depth. I mean, that position, I've said it, and I keep saying it, you're getting to number two quick, you're getting to number three pretty quick, and you're probably going to get to number four, and it may happen in the first half of the first game, you know, so better get some of those other guys ready to go. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go straight in there, and I'm going to go find him, and I'm going to tell him what I said. And if he does anything wrong, I'm going to kick him right in his ass. Makai's done good. Makai's had a great summer. He's matured. He looks very explosive out there. He's had no busts. His assignments and stuff have been good, and he's doing a good job. Okay, Ike Mosey is gonna be a good running back. He's got a running back body. We kept him at running back in the spring because we wanted him to settle in, and we wanted him to work on his receiving stuff, which he did all that. It was good, but we needed to move him for depth purposes, and he's a talented young man, you know. So those two guys, you know, Connor Booth is a guy that's different now than he was in the spring. So we have some young guys. I hate mentioning names because I'm going to forget to mention somebody, but I've been pleased with where they're at, and those guys are just going to get a whole bunch of reps here over the next 2-3 weeks because they're going to play. You're getting a number two. You're getting a number three. Ives has been out with a hamstring. He'll be back. I mean, we know what he can do, but I've been encouraged with those younger guys and how they've developed so far.
Okay. No mention of Jamarion Parker because he's hurt. He's a scholarship running back from St. Louis. Hurt during the spring. Still hurt. I'm not even sure what it is, but he's not.
Must be somewhat serious, obviously.
Yeah.
Do we know at least is that the same injury? You don't know that either?
I don't.
From the spring? Gotcha. Or whatever.
I wish I knew. I can't help you. He's just, same injury. Yeah, I think it is the same. I think it was a lower half injury.
Yeah.
I don't know that's been said explicitly. Makai Nelson's got to be good. And I think Makai Nelson, without Ives going down, was going to press for number two. He did have a good summer. I'd been hearing that all summer. So I was glad that Holgorsen said it. If for no other reason, it verifies what I've been hearing. You can have a good summer now. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but you can. I mean, I started noticing it back in 2021. And I hadn't really thought about guys making moves in June, but you kind of can. It's a little alarming to me that you might have to lean on Mosey. Oh, and he said that there was a little confusion, Jake. This can be confusing when you go to write right after he's talking and you don't have a chance to go back to him and ask him. He said he was talking about Mosey.
Okay.
And he said, he played running back in the spring. I don't think he meant that. I think he meant he played receiver. If he played running back in the spring, it got by everybody. Mm-hmm. He did, because he didn't. So it was a little confusing to me as I was writing. So you just got to kind of write around it. He played receiver in the spring. They moved him this summer for depth reasons. But, man, you might get to Mosey. I mean, you might get to Mosey against Cincinnati. So, this guy's got to be ready.
Running back, I said that. The interesting part about it is like that when they hand the ball off to him,
mm-hmm.
and when they do, there's 11 guys trying to hit him. Mm-hmm. And then you take awkward hits, which means you can get a high-low combination, different things. I can get hit from different angles. There'll be some shots and just all the things with it. The one thing that's really hard to teach, which you hope they have naturally, is just that the ability to cut is great. A lot of people have that ability. It's the vision. That's the one that where people,
that's what Frank says.
Where you just go, the vision, they just have this, they have this skill set of like, how did he sense that? How did he make that?
How did he see guys coming?
How do you understand? I've defended some running backs and I just go, oh man, he never misses a cut. He might jump cut three holes over. It's like, how does he do that? And it's just a gift. And so vision is something that is like, you do all kinds of drills, doesn't change a lot.
No.
But when you have that ability to have the vision and with everything else with it, because I've seen backs there like going, wow, look at him. Tough, physical, all the things you want. He's okay.
You almost want vision to be number one on the list.
It's pretty close. I mean, you have to, if you don't, you just, I guess, because what has to happen to running back, when you block a play for 4 yards, they got to get six. And the ones they block it for four and you get four, those guys are a dime a dozen. They're everywhere.
Dime a dozen.
So who can do the thing when you go,
dozen.
The number of times you just go, you know what? That play should have got none and it got four.
That's
where you separate yourself.
Yep. Now, the only thing I'd say about Makai Nelson without seeing him very often is he is that kind of prototypical angry runner. He runs.
You guys will
like that.
Yeah.
You guys will like that about him. He's super explosive. So I think what it is, he just has to become a total back. That's I'm just reading between the lines. I think he's, besides Emmitt, he's their best pure runner, just running back, runner, take out the blocking, take out the receiving, take out knowledge of playbook. I think he's their best runner besides Emmitt, pure runner. And he does, what I've heard is he's an angry runner, which I like that too. I'd say play the sound. He just always gushes about Dylan.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
The first question about Dylan.
Here's Dana Holgorsen from yesterday.
Just keep controlling the game. You know, I've said this before. His football knowledge is advanced. And so we're putting a lot of things on him from, you know, going to the line of scrimmage and looking and seeing what's going on and getting us in the best play. Okay. And he can do that at a very high level. So, you know, the leadership stuff, that's been awesome. The conditioning has been awesome. His rapport with people is awesome. The timing with the receivers is getting better, but managing the offense and getting us into the right play, is what I'm looking at. You know, and he's doing a great job of it. And I keep giving him situation after situation after situation within just the play, not the situation in the game, but just within the play, to where he's got to look and read defenses and get us into a better place if he can, which will make us better, make us more efficient if he can continue to get better at that.
Question for Bill. Can't that be an advantage, his brain power, his advanced knowledge, his going up to the line of scrimmage and recognizing, can't that be an advantage, like a legit advantage?
Oh, absolutely. It's always an advantage. Sometimes you can get to, or sometimes there's certain plays you want to be like going, I don't care what front they're in, we're going to run stretch, we're going to run certain plays, we don't care what it is, we're going to go up, we're going to run it. Sometimes you can, which if I've been on times before on staffs or had to play against them when they wanted to get everything to be the perfect play, sometimes you lose your rhythm a little bit.
Yeah.
But the ability to get in and out of things like that. So there's a lot of times, too, where it's just, I don't know how, I have no idea what he calls, but just offensive mind-wise, it's like you call a play and it's like 44-45 or whatever it is. And it's just like, hey, we're going to go left or right with this, but we're going to make that determination
at the line
of scrimmage for what we see, what the look is. The term bubble comes up a lot, which means that they want to run towards the bubble.
Yeah.
It's a gap that's more maintained by a linebacker than it is a D-line, but there's just a softer side sometimes to it. So on defense, you're always trying to avoid being at that spot. But that's how it'd be like, gosh dang, all we do is just run the play the other way, and it was going to be really good. Sometimes it could be as simple as that.
I think he's recognition is high.
And then also just as simple as like, hey, this play, if we have this called, FYI, and we see this look, we've got to get out of it. We've got to go to something else. It'll be like, we're going to this. It won't be like, well, I checked out of it. What'd you check to? Well, I decided to go with four verticals. Well, that's, you know, that's not how it works. It's like,
I
hey,
like that though.
When we get out of it, we're going to get to this. We decided to change the play, because when you change the play, that's all 11.
Yeah.
Change it. And the one thing that you can't, if you get with the old, also with the old lines, my dad's like, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Well, then that comes back on the coordinator, the quarterback, all those things comes back with, I know it's their job to get it, but sometimes they're like, how do you answer that one? Hey, we got out of the play. Everyone got it. The left tackle didn't. We got hit in the back of the head. So it's a big deal when you're changing plays.
It is. I just can't believe that between Holgorsen and Dylan, just the pure wisdom should help. I mean, it can't hurt. I just wonder how much it can help. And it seems like they're on the same page. But, yeah, you hear him saying Dylan's conditioning is awesome. His rapport with the players is awesome. He's doing all the right stuff. He should have a much better year. Okay, what else was there, Jake?
couple things on the offensive line.
Yeah, that was good. He was asked about what the sound is about. He was asked about the tackle depth, particularly the battle at right tackle.
Daniel Holgorsen.
A lot better than I felt in January. I looked out there in January and said, geez, this ain't good. Now I look out there and say, okay, there's capable bodies that are able to play. Getting Teddy and Gunner back has developed depth. So, I mean, we're just rotating them every couple plays. I mean, all those guys, we're going to rotate them, And, hopefully we get Turner back here pretty quick as well. That will add to more depth with it. So, depth and healthy bodies to be able to practice and putting them in situations to see who elevates their game. That typically happens throughout the course of camp. One's going to go up and one's not. Are we going to rotate them all year? I don't know. We're going to just keep putting them in situations. But how do I feel? A whole heck of a lot better than I did in January. We're able to put two quality groups out there right now and get as much reps and work in as we need to.
So what I think he did was he started talking about right tackle, and they went in sort of a commentary about the line in totality. The right tackles that are battling are Tyler Kanak, Teddy Prochazka, Gunner, and then I'd say Turner Corcoran once he gets healthy. Corcoran's in a green jersey. He's practicing. He doesn't look too far away, actually. So, they have depth now. He said they had 17 guys healthy, offensive linemen, and 10 that he feels really good about. So that's good.
It's very good.
Yeah, that's good. I thought the first part, when he's talking about installation, it's sort of interesting to me what he said, because it kind of, you might not even have it.
I do not have that.
He gets irritated when he said these guys have been through installation, some of them four times. Installation of his, I'll call it playbook, his system. He says he gets irritated when guys don't know how to line up and don't know their assignment. He said some of these guys have been through it four times. I like to hear him say that. I like to hear that coaches get irritated.
he did say he's going to kick Mekhi Nelson in the ass at one point. That first,
just like you said, you talked about hearing that one with Callahan. It's day 17. You can't get your guys lined up.
That was rough. So that was rough for who he is directing it at. And I will not name the person.
You will get, like I said, like that. That's bad for you as an assistant coach too. If you're not getting, if you don't have that part of it, cause it means it kind of says there's details here in that aren't being handled in the meeting room or what's the most important things. But what happens in install is you do your install and you go back through it. Then when you start practice, like day one, you go back to day one install, and you've already been through this
four times.
And sometimes you can have that little bit like, yeah, I know what we're doing. This is whatever the call is. Do you? Do you really know? Do you have the exact line? Because all those things that comes down to the detail part of it.
You're in a sport that it is just I don't know. These guys, it can't be that easy.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy, but it all comes down to the preparation part of it, of what you've done through your practice part. And the number of times like that where it's like, getting lined up. It also amazes, like you said, if you have any of those that drives a coach the most nuts. I always say, this is elementary, this is high school. I always use her, hey, this is graduate school, which means we're calling something that's very difficult here. This is a specialty situation. So I get it. But when it's elementary, and you have elementary errors in alignment, because alignment's the one thing you should be able to, everyone on the team should be able to do perfectly. Who's your best guys getting lined up? They're all the best. They lined up all the time. Now when it gets to that, when the ball snapped and things get real and things can change. But as far as the alignment part, there's nobody on the team that can't align perfectly.
Just line up correctly. Yeah. It was day 19, by the way.
Yeah. It happens.
When Callahan said
so
that.
So maybe rightfully so. Shot from
but
Calvary.
Yeah, your football is why I like it so much, because it's hard. It's like I recognize the difficulty of it.
Well, you don't hear a lot of just like what happened in game four of the national championship game in volleyball. We didn't get lined up.
No.
How about basketball?
Same one.
What happened at the end of the game? What happened most of the game? You know what? We just couldn't. Our guys just struggled getting lined up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that.
Not even on out of bounds plays.
No.
You can make a bad out of bounds play work.
Yeah.
Just lob it up to the big guy.
Just
lob it over the guard.
They'll be pushed back. They're taught we're lined up, but you just don't hear that narrative very much. With what really happened in at this time. What really happened in this play? How we didn't get lined up? Well, they hear it all the time in football. They didn't get lined up right. In a lot of it's defensively. A lot of things are happening fast. But then the defensive ones show up more, but the offense has just as many, but sometimes they're covered up because you don't know that the slot was supposed to be 2 yards outside the hash and he was 2 yards inside the hash. When you're watching it, defense, you look and just go, guys are open. They didn't line up right. You can tell they're scrambling to get lined up. Lined up.
Oh, I'd see it.
The offense, you don't see it as much, but they're just as upset because this split was supposed to be this. Because also off of all those splits, you talk about the thing about getting in the right play. That's a tell. Is like the split helps you tell what the defense is doing by how you're lined up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very critical to know that. And so it's a piece that the quarterback, that Dylan would want to know, well, how'd you not know this was happening? Well, we weren't lined up right on offense, so I couldn't get a read off of what the defense was doing. So that's part that comes with it.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
No.
You don't want to be hacked.
No.
God. Please,
you can avoid being hacked by calling our friends at Applied Connected Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention rate, as Bill informed us. It went up a point.
And there, this is Scam City out there.
It is.
It is. It's going on all the time. Every day.
There's people that devote their lives to scamming you.
People didn't sleep last night because they have a chance. You know what? If I do this, I can get into this account. I can do this. That's all they do.
So what do you need? Need people who devote their lives to combating those people.
Professionals at the highest level with the ultimate work ethic.
Kyle. They manage IT and cybersecurity, and they have a free consultation.
This is Kyle. I know.
We know Kyle.
I talked to Will today. No, this is Kyle. I know Will, and I know Kyle. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Free consultation at appliedconnective.com. When we come back, Dr. Love.
No.
You have any questions for Dr. Love?
Forgot about Dr. Love.
Love in relationships. 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.